Eric Thostenson is an associate professor in mechanical engineering at UD's Center for Composite Materials. He's also co-author of a study that looks at finding and localizing damage in structures.
I think just on a broader scale, the infrastructure in the country is aging, and I think one of the things is with limited budgets, you need to put resources where they're needed, and that's why there's this whole broader interest in monitoring of structural health.
In the study, Thostenson and other researchers placed a skin composed of a carbon nanotube composite material on the outside of a structure to find underlying damage.
The carbon nanotubes act as a distributed sensor that we can apply to structures, and based on the response from the carbon nanotube-based sensors that we're manufacturing, we can tell if something has changed.
Carbon nanotubes are essentially very tiny carbon fibers that conduct electricity. If they are formed correctly into a composite, they can create a nerve-like network in the material. Thostenson says researchers can use that network to find deformation or damage by measuring changes in the electrical conductivity of a structure.
You know, if a bridge starts to fail, if damage or cracks, this is an early warning system, potentially.
Thostenson and his fellow researchers' work detecting early onset of damage in a large structure was outlined in a paper published in the Journal of Non-Destructive Evaluation. Though they can find damage with the carbon nanotube sensing skins using impedance tomography, a technique used to generate an electrical conductivity map, Thostenson says their ongoing research is looking at new methods to better localize and detect damage size. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.